It's time to check back in with Pam Kennedy with Ask a Pharmacist. Pam's from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. Pam, thanks so much for coming back on.
Hey, my pleasure, Ben. Nice to chat with you again.
Yeah, we've got some more questions from listeners. Let's jump into it. It's summertime. It's starting to become summertime. Black flies, insect bites are a common thing. Somebody says, how do you heal black fly bites? I have a big sore on my neck that doesn't seem to really be healing. So they say that it hurts and is quite itchy.
For sure. Yeah, definitely a bad time of the year for those black fly bites. And soon, obviously, the mosquitoes are going to be able to bother us too. So when it comes to insect bites, just a few things I would suggest. And then we'll kind of talk about this case in particular. But first of all, for, you know, standard insect bites, you want to make sure with bites and stings that that area is washed well with warm water and soap. Applying cool compresses can help relieve a bit of the irritation initially, but we all know that itching tends to be the most frustrating part of bug bites. So we usually recommend using a topical steroid cream, like a hydrocortisone cream, which is available over the counter, so without a prescription, in either a 0.5 or 1% cream, which would be helpful. If there tend to be a lot of bites or if there's swelling with the bites, an oral antihistamine like Claritin can also be helpful. Of course, you'd always want to check in with your healthcare provider to make sure, pharmacist or physician nurse practitioner, to make sure that these products are all safe for you to use individually. You need to really try to reduce that scratching, which can increase that risk of damaging the skin. And in this particular case, I would strongly recommend that this person does get assessed and looked at, because there is that potential with scratching to cause a secondary bacterial infection. So in this case, if this sore on the neck or back isn't healing, definitely you'd want to, do that further assessment to make sure that an oral antibiotic in this case isn't required.
Right. So have it looked at if you're worried.
Absolutely.
Another question here. Somebody says that they have surgery coming up and they've been having quite a lot of gas and constipation. Is there any help that can be had from a pharmacy or over the counter there?
Yeah, for sure. So when it comes to constipation, there's certainly a number of questions that we actually ask to determine the best route of treatment. So this is actually a difficult question to answer without having a little more background information. What I would say is there are a number of over-the-counter options available. However, the best choice really does depend on determining the likely cause of the constipation. So in this particular case, I'd highly recommend seeing your pharmacist, doctor, nurse practitioner to discuss that with them. So they'll be able to rule out what we call red flags that may require further assessment. And then obviously we can guide you to the best option available given your particular case.
Perfect. One more question for today, Pam. Somebody says, what should I have in my home first aid kit?
So a number of things that you would want to include in that home first aid kit. The Canadian Red Cross actually has on their website a great list available. They also include what to have for your emergency supplies kit, at home or in your vehicle as well. But when it comes to stocking up for that home first aid kit, there's a lot of pre-made first aid kits that are available to buy in pharmacies. But some of the items that you want to make sure that were included, so say gauze pads, so you want those sterile gauze pads in varying sizes, adhesive tape, of course, roller and triangular bandages in case you needed those to create a brace. Adhesive bandages or band-aids in assorted sizes are always handy to have. Things like scissors and tweezers and safety pins should be included in that kit as well. Instant ice packs are helpful, as well as disposable gloves. Antiseptic wipes in case you can't access soap, you know, on if you're on the road, for instance. Eye patches are good to have. Barrier devices like a pocket mask or face shields, you should always include in that first aid kit. And of course, your low dose aspirin or low dose ASA, 81 milligrams, is good to include in your kit as well. So lots of options. I think you could go on and on about what you could include. Those are some of the basics, but again, visiting that Canadian Red Cross site for full list of suggested items, I would certainly recommend.
Perfect. Alrighty. Great suggestions. Thanks so much, Pam.
Awesome. My pleasure, Ben. Have a great day.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy, and this was Ask a Pharmacist.